The number of your last incoming call was 304.
Bet y'all won't skip this state no more.
West Virginia native Eric Jordan and his family have been one of the most powerful forces in creating hip-hop in the state. Eric has a special ability to mentor, develop, and produce Appalachian artists.
When breaking started really getting big in hip-hop, I was really into that.
As a young child, Eric Jordan always loved hip-hop culture and music, but he learned you could make money through the art when he was at Morgantown High School.
I was at Morgantown High. Purple Rain was playing at the Warner.
The Warner is a historical theater in Morgantown.
Me and my friends didn't have any money to get in. So we went and got a piece of cardboard. We danced for an hour. Man, we got like $50. It was enough to get everybody in. Popcorn, candy, Purple Rain. And from there on, music and art for me became business. Sound vision, stand
out without trying, kind of slow. In 1999, he and his brother Lionel Jordan, also known as 66240, started an indie hip-hop label called Sound Vision. They did most of the production work themselves. They found out that they had a talent for developing artists, and they started a project called 304 Recons, where they searched all over West Virginia for talent to mentor.
When we started Sound Vision in 1999, the mission statement was, let's give these kids something to be proud of for themselves. And one thing they'll know, we all in it together. It ain't no racial line here. I didn't see black and white, I saw poor. And that's where we attacked it with 304 Recons. We representing the trailer parks, we representing low poverty. And if you identify that really, that's not a black thing. That's a poor thing. That's lack of having, that's survivalist. And you know, that's interracial.
Yeah, drop it on West Virginia, baby. And then deal with it. I'm too real with it. The big unit, grab a hard ball and hit the field with it. Y'all better use what God gave you.
Eric is no stranger to the arts. His father, the late Norman Jordan, is one of the most published Appalachian poets. He even won an award from the United Nations. His father also started a youth art camp 30 years ago. It was known as the African American Arts and Heritage Academy.
My father was a mentor to me. I've been a mentor to artists. So honestly, we are in the talent development business. You know, we have been in that business for a long time. I've been developing acts. My father developed acts.
Eric says the camp is for all children, ages 18 to 13.
We concentrate on African arts to teach, but we want students of all races to be involved. The art camp is a week where kids can come to the camp, pick a discipline, theater, dance, music, creative writing, graphic arts, hip-hop, depending on which instructors are available.
To honor Norman's memory and legacy, the camp was renamed the Norman Jordan African American Arts and Heritage Academy. Kids pay an entry fee, but he tries to keep the fees low. Recently, the camp has been struggling financially, so the hip-hop community from all over the state came together to host a fundraiser at a venue in Morgantown called 123 Pleasant Street.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome home!
Yo!
This is a benefit, man, from one of the greatest men I've ever known in my life, Mr. Norman Jordan, man. This is a benefit for a good cause, African American Heritage Camp.
This is Ace Beans. He is one of the hip-hop artists performing during the benefit tonight at 123 Pleasant Street in Morgantown.
I'll come anyway for anything Monster Lung has, but a good cause like this, without DJ Monster Lung, I don't know if there would be a Morgantown hip-hop scene like this, so,
agreed.
You know, all shout-outs, all love and praise to DJ Marcel, because DJ Marcel alone put a culture to it here, man, so get that man a plaque in front of 123 Pleasant Street, man, he deserves it.
The artist Monster Lung he is referring to is Eric Jordan, who is emceeing the event tonight.
Just a reminder, tonight it's all about the Norman Jordan African-American Arts and Heritage. It's our fundraiser tonight. All the proceeds, all the money tonight's going to the art camp. If you don't know about the art camp, what it's about, kids come to the university, they stay there for the whole week, they pick a discipline to be a part. You can do theater, music, vocal, we got a hip-hop class.
Eric says the academy is more than just a camp. It's an opportunity to mentor young people who might come from a rough background.
It's also creating artist accountability. That's what the camp's about. Kids that's coming out of these communities and stuff don't have confidence. They don't have experience. The arts does that.
Eric has toured all over the American hip-hop scene, learning lessons along the way. He enjoys sharing what he's learned in the studio, but especially in the camp. It's a way to give back and invest in the future of his community.
It's bigger than anything I've ever been a part of, because just being part of kids who have artistic aspirations, having an outlet to do that in, accountability among artists, you have to have that. You know, if you have any kind of success, you have to take on the accountability that comes with that success. Some people say, I don't want to be a role model. But that situation and what's going on in our communities is bigger than your damn song. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than any damn radio play you're going to get. Our message is always going to be about how as we as a community can better.
And for Inside Appalachia, I'm Charlie Klein.